I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Billboard Sharpie Podcast. Gary Trust here at the Ridgefield Playhouse up in Ridgefield, Connecticut, with one of my favorite new acts of the last couple of years, Jason and Nelly from High Dive Hard. Welcome, guys.
Hi.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Gary, for having us.
Thanks for coming out.
And Jason, you're a little busy at the moment, but I will forgive you. tell everyone what you're doing.
I'm painting a hat at the moment because we are selling them at the merch table. As well as wearing them, I try to kind of paint a different hat for myself every few shows, and keep the variety spicy out in the merch booth as well. So.
And nobody's sued you yet for getting a wet paint hasn't dried hat.
No.
Oh no.
They've all been dry.
That would be so bad.
Actually, our guitar tech yesterday, he thought the paint was dry and it was sitting on the bus.
Whoops.
And I wasn't there, so he went to touch it to be like, oh, that looks cool, and then he got a finger full of gold paint. So
I just love each hat because they're all different and one of a kind, and I think the fans really appreciate that Jason is a visual artist as well as, you know, a musician. And so, like, a lot of our album art and our logos and stuff, our t-shirts, Jason designs, and also we have another visual artist named Patrick Tracy who does all of our music videos. And so we feel like the visual art is just as important these days as, you know, the actual music. So,
and from a business standpoint, merchandise is so important for a rising act.
Yeah.
And can't think of a better idea than making your own merchandise.
Of course. Well, first off, it's way cheaper when you're not paying someone to print it. Now, it does take Jason a lot longer, and I feel bad because I tried to help him paint a hat yesterday. We actually put it on Snapchat. It was a complete disaster. It looked like a four-year-old had done it, and so he tried to, I think he ended up fixing it, making it look better.
It wasn't so fit for the general public, but I fixed it.
Yeah.
So it's a collector's item.
There's totally,
that you worked on.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right, well, thank you guys for coming on. I've been a big fan since I first heard the first song you put out, Vintage.
Thank you.
About a year ago. But you're not completely brand new. You both have really good Billboard chart histories.
Oh, thanks.
Nelly, you were in the Jane Deere Girls.
Yes.
They had a top 10 country album a few years
yeah.
ago. And Jason, for people who don't know, you've been all over our charts as a co-writer with the act that's playing tonight here in Ridgefield, Colby Calais.
Well, I'm honored to have even been on there once. It's pretty surreal. I actually remember the very first time I was on it. I was living in New York, and I was up at 96th and West End, and I walked into, I don't know, I think Broadway or something, and bought Billboard magazine for the first time because I knew I was going to be in it, and it was pretty surreal.
That's a crazy moment.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. Like I said, it's just an honor to be a part of that history. So
yeah, thank you. It's the artists who keep us in business, so so we're thankful for you guys.
We try.
One of the things about your sound that sort of surprises me is Colby's music is fairly acoustic. Mm-hmm. Nelly, your music was more straight up country.
Totally.
And then you guys come together and you guys come out with some of the most up-tempo power pop.
Oh.
Where does that sound? It still has acoustic roots, but where does your sound come from? Do you even know?
Well, I think that when we get together, it's just this unique sound and inspiration that happens. And Nathan Chapman is our first producer on Vintage, and he's produced Taylor Swift on Down, and he can do anything. So when you go into the studio with someone like Nathan, the sky's the limit. And with Vintage in particular, it all started off with these crazy cool sounds, like camera sounds and a dog bowl and a spray bottle for the snare drum. And I think that that song really became like the cornerstone of our band. And at the time, we were on a label, I'm not going to say which one, but we didn't really see eye to eye on what we were trying to accomplish musically. And so we ended up we got off the label, got our music back, launched it on our own. And at the time when we were at the label, I don't know that Vintage would have even ever come out. And I'm so glad that it was the first song to come out, because I feel like it just set the tone for everything we did year on after. Because it's like, Vintage is it's pop, but it's acoustic, and I feel like that's at the heart of who we are.
Right.
And the production is like, whoever we're in the room with, whether it's Nathan or Morgan Taylor Reed, who's on this new album, we just try to push ourselves to do things that we haven't done before. So the new album's a little more pop, a little bit more sonically in your face, but who knows what the next one's going to be? It could go backwards. We could go completely acoustic.
I think honestly, my goal is to make an acoustic record next, just to, broaden the spectrum. I don't want there to be any rules with our band.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think that's kind of the reason that I wanted to do it in the first place, and just the possibilities that exist within the word infinity. I love that, and I'm personally into rap too. I like hip hop. I love classical. I just think that there's a lot of places you can go in the world of music, and to say that you think you know what your sound is, or that you're going to stay there, is a strange idea.
What's cool about all these songs, any song we've ever done, is that we write them on acoustic guitars or piano. So at the root of it, we can play every single song. We can go into a radio station or go to any venue and play literally 100% acoustic, and it totally works, because at the end of the day, they're songs,
right?
And so the production is just a fun exploration for us to kind of figure out how we want the icing on the cake. And I look forward to just seeing, as our musical songwriting continues to flourish, I think that we'll just continue to try and do things that we haven't done before.
You guys seem like old souls from the song Vintage, Flower Child. Is there spirit you're tapping into?
I've always been told I was an old soul
from
the time I was really young. And I don't know, I think we may have definitely lived a few lives before this. Maybe we were married in the last life too, who knows? But we're grateful we found each other in this one. And I think that we just appreciate the things in life that are irreplaceable. So, like, with Vintage, it talks about records. It talks about, hearing your song on the radio.
Yeah, you mentioned radio.
Yeah, which is important. And thank you. And we're just holding on to those things in our life. A book, holding a book in your hand.
Right.
And I know that sounds so simple and silly, but to us, that's, like, a really big deal, being able to hold a book physically. And we're just trying to, as we move forward, we're not against technology or evolving, but we also want to hold on to things like vinyl that got us to where we are.
Little tubes of paint that you buy at hobby stores, like you're still working on here, Jason.
It's painting.
I've got the iridescent bronze going here. I mean, come on. The choices you have with paint, it's amazing.
It's blindingly bright gold.
Well, yeah. I think the same goes for, like, with Billboard. Like, it's cool. You can find it online, and that's awesome.
Right.
But also, like he said, like, going and buying it and, like, having that magazine. We have several Billboard magazines that he's been in at our house that we collect. And, like, there's just something great about that tangible, physical thing, like going to a show.
Right.
And I think that as our industry continues to go faster and faster and our world goes faster, people are going to continue to grab on to those things that are real. And so that's what we're trying to do, is make music that's real.
Let me see if you can multitask, Jason, as you're painting. And I know you've speaking of Billboard, you've worked with Cara DioGuardi, who might remember from American Idol. She worked at Billboard before
Absolutely.
That.
She did?
Yeah.
No, crazy.
Before I was there, but yeah, she
That's
worked there.
There's
awesome.
A couple of people that I've become friends with, and honestly, I can't even remember all their names, but there's like three or four people, including Cara, that I met through something completely different that used to work at Billboard. So it's kind of this web that, you know, extends further than you'd imagine.
Jimmy Buffett worked at Billboard.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That is so cool. Yeah. Maybe I need to come work there.
That's incredible.
Maybe it'll give me some good mojo. No, Kara's
Jimmy did it right.
A great friend of both of ours, and I wrote with her for my old country band, and I looked up to her so much, so I was kind of like starstruck in the room with such an incredible singer and songwriter. And then, you know, obviously her and Jason have a great past together writing songs and her singing on songs of his. And so, yeah, she's kind of like a mentor, even though we don't get to see her as much as.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Like,
it starts in my toes, makes me crinkle my nose. Wherever it goes, I always know that you make me smile. Please stay for a while now, just take your time wherever you go.
Let me ask you, Jason, about Colby's biggest hit so far among the many she's had that you guys have co-written. What do you remember about writing Bubbly? Where did it come from?
Well, that song, it's funny because the way we wrote her first record was so unbelievably random and atypical, and honestly, it was the first time either of us had ever co-written, and we didn't know we were making an album. We were just having fun. And like a lot of the songs, one of us would start it. We wouldn't even necessarily have to be together. We would send voice memos through email, call each other with a melody or a line, and try to finish it if we didn't happen to be together. But that one, for Bubbly, she had started it. I think she was just hanging out in her bedroom one day in, if I believe I'm right, we were living in Oxnard, California at the time. We lived in Thousand Oaks and Oxnard around the time of making that record. And she had the start of that song, and she came to me and wanted to finish it, and I was like, well, oh my God, of course, this is going to be easy to finish, because once a song starts out great, it's not hard to take it home. And it was really easy. I mean, the only thing that I can remember about writing with her, even up till like last year when we wrote this album, or a few years ago, is the ease of making songs with her. There's no roadblocks. There's honestly no time where we're ever stumped or have to stop. And that's pretty strange, because it happens a lot with songwriting. You can't just smoothly glide through creating music all the time. And for her and I, somehow, mm-hmm. it's been that way. And
I, you know, to comment on that, got to kind of witness it for the first time, because we wrote a song on this new album all together called Cruisin', and we were out on the beach with Colby's sister and Jason and I.
Yeah.
And so it was one of those things where I feel like the song just kind of fell out of the sky, and then watching like Colby and Jason and the chemistry that they have and what he's talking about, just the, it's like they finish each other's sentences and words and melodies. It's awesome, and I can relate to that because I feel like Jason and I also have that. But yeah, so getting to see it and be just a fly on the wall for that song was an honor, because it really is like a kinetic energy. It's magnetic, and I don't feel like they're ever trying to write a song. It just happens.
Right.
Which is how it should be.
So you don't sit down to write songs?
No, we were at the beach drinking Tecate. Tecate, you're going to hear the song tonight. And all of a sudden, this little two-year-old kid who's butt naked starts running across the sand. And we had a guitar and we were laughing and it was so funny. We were like, we got to write a song about this. He's cruising. And so it just, yeah, it's really weird. It just happened. And we probably wrote it in like 25 minutes. It was fast.
So you've had two EPs out so far. The new one, you pronounce it for it. I want to make sure it's said correctly.
Yes. So the new High Dive Heart EP is called HDH versus MTR Part 1. And what that stands for is Morgan Taylor Reid produced this album. And he's a young kid out of L.A. that just has great sonic taste. And Nathan Chapman's still a part of this. He actually wrote several of the songs with us on this, but we all collectively decided we wanted Morgan to produce it, and that's why I love Nathan, because he has like zero ego. He was the one that was like, I really think Morgan, you guys, we should see what he can do with it, you know. And so it was so much fun to make, because he sits at the computer and presses a bunch of buttons and comes to life. So
he's a wizard.
And we feel like since it's a growth sonically for us, a little bit more pop, that's why I made it HDH versus MTR. So it's like High Dive Heart is in this like mini tug of war with
a sonic battle.
Yeah, it's a sonic battle.
Right.
So. Don't quit doing what you're doing, because you're different. I know people say that you're a misfit, but that's the thing I like about you. Don't listen to all the crazy shit that they can spit in. You know.
Yeah, there's such a positivity to your music, which is so great, along with the melodies, the songwriting. The first single from the album,
Misfit,
one of the most touching videos I've ever seen.
Yes!
Yeah, I just...
Thank you.
I tell everyone how it came about. And it's with Corey, a young transgender teen.
Yes, and we just met her the other day.
Right, I saw that.
In Kalamazoo.
I saw that online.
And I like was almost just in tears, because she is even more beautiful in person, just inside and out. And her mom is awesome. Her whole family's great. And basically, I reached out to her. Well, first off, rewind. I reached out to the Bully Project. I was a huge fan of what they've done, and I knew they were one of the biggest anti-bullying organizations. I didn't think I was going to be able to get them on board, but after a couple months of being very persistent and borderline crazy, I got a hold of them, flew out to LA, met with Sherry and Lee, and they're incredible, and showed them kind of the content and what we were thinking about doing. Got them as a partner, and then from there, I reached out to Corey. And talked to her mom, sent her the song Misfit, and was like, hey, I just want to see if this song even resonates at all with what you guys are going through. So then they call me back, and they're like, this is our story. This is our anthem. And I was like, well, cool. So if you love this song, would you mind telling your story, holding note cards? Just because I asked Corey on the phone, have you ever felt like a misfit? She's like, yeah. And I was like, have you ever been bullied?
Right.
Yes. But she didn't go into detail. And then we were driving down PCH, and this is a very vivid moment. Her mom sent me a rough draft of just handwritten, the paper of what Corey was going to say. This was Corey's handwriting and her story. And I read it out loud with Jason driving, and I started bawling.
Yeah.
I had no clue the extent to which she had been bullied and the things that people said. And so I knew it was going to be special, but I didn't know it was going to be, you know, able to do what it did, which within 2 days it got like a million views, and then USA Today and then GMA and all these outlets picked it up. Ashton Kutcher put it on his Facebook, which
right.
is so cool.
Yeah.
And Corey's now inspiring other kids. They've been posting their YouTube videos of how they are a misfit and they're proud of it and how they survive being bullied. And so it's been really, really, I don't know, an honor to do something and give back. We raised a bunch of money to give to the Bully Project, which is cool. So... And then we put out the official music video.
Right. Yeah, it must be amazing. You write a song and you have no idea how it's going to connect with people, to see the life that it's taken on its own. Must
yeah.
be really something.
I mean, that's why we do what we do. We always hope for that. But in this case, it really took root and it's inspired a lot of people. And I don't know. You want to say anything about the official music video we put out?
Yeah. So the official video with the superstar, 4-year-old superhero Brock. Honestly, all we wanted to do was have this little kid who had, you know, experienced bullying himself, go save a bunch of other misfits who had been, you know, getting picked on and all that. And we really didn't know how to make that happen when we had the idea initially. And so we kind of just started to figure out what our misfits were. And we had our little army of misfits and then how they were going to be being bullied. And the craziest part of putting that together for the video was finding those people. It was really, you know, not easy find the right characters.
Because we want them to be real. So we went through a casting agency, but then we made the people send in videos explaining, like, how this message actually related to them. Because we didn't want it to be like they're acting. Do you know what I mean? So as each story came in, it kind of helped evolve the plot. And so cyberbullying was tackled. Race bullying was tackled. And so I feel like Corey got the whole thing started, and then we just kind of put the icing on the cake with the official video, and it's been my favorite song to be a part of, just because every night we get to see people happy, and it's an up-tempo song with a message, which is hard to do, but hopefully we can do more of that.
Yeah, it would be a great song on its own. You add that video and then the official video, and you just wind up with something bigger than what it might have been from the beginning.
Totally. I think that as long as you're doing something from the heart, it's going to probably do well. And in this song in particular, it really resonated with me, and I told Sherry with the Bully Project this, that in high school, my senior year, I went through a really tough time, and there was this group of people that spread these rumors about me. And my principal had to sit me down. I actually had to, like, leave the school for a bit because there were kids that were wanting to hurt me because of these rumors. And so I was scared to go to school. And I didn't know what to do. It was my senior year, so I kind of ended up disappearing into the basement and just writing songs because that's what I had seen my brother do, and I needed, like, an outlet. And so if it weren't for having been bullied, I don't know that I would have jumped or grabbed hold of music the way I did, and it kind of saved me in a time where I needed it. So I hope that our music can encourage people that are down or that need help or love. That's our only goal, really. So
it's working. You're making people's lives better. You can't really ask for more than that.
Thank you.
You're right. There is nothing more than that, really. I mean, there are other things below it, but
yeah,
if your music helps people in any way, especially, you know, especially people who are suffering from something as hard as bullying, which everybody really is, honestly.
People are losing their lives, and that's the tough part for me, is to see kids losing their lives. And the craziest full circle moment was when I found out after the video went viral with Corey, her mom called me and she was in tears, and I'm like, are you okay? And she said, I didn't tell you this in the beginning, but I need to tell you now, that the Bully Project was launched by a thing called the Bully Movie. And it was an independent film that was really massive in the school.
Okay, right.
Yeah, and so kids and teachers and everything really took hold of it, and it did really well. That turned into the Bully Project. Long story short, Corey's mom said that movie gave her and her husband the courage to pull Corey out of the school that she was in when she was getting bullied, and she was in a really dark place. Her life was in, you know, was being threatened, all kinds of things. And they said to this day, they think that that movie's what probably saved her life. And then however many years later, she gets to work with the Bully Project through us reaching out randomly.
Right.
And then the rest is history. Her video has just touched so many lives. So that's how the world works. It's kind of serendipitous, I guess.
Yeah, and then just if you're listening to this, you haven't seen the video yet, watch the video. I don't know how you can't be touched by her story, her expressions. At the end, she just seems so hopeful about everything.
Totally.
It's just the best little video.
Well, thank you. And yeah, go watch the official video too, because Patrick Tracy, who's our visual member of the band, he poured his heart and soul into that. And since we're not on a record label, and we are doing this on our own for the most part, we had a team of like 20 people helping us shoot the official video, and Patrick was at the heart and soul of that, just doing everything that he could to make it come to life with what little money we had to do it. So we just feel really blessed that he's a member of our band and helps us keep the glue together.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are great. Thank you so much for taking the time. I'm such a huge fan, so a pleasure to just sit here and chat with you guys. So have fun on stage tonight.
Absolutely.
Opening for Colby, playing with Colby.
Yes.
And the hat is done, Jason?
Almost. I've got a little more work to do.
All right. You go finish that.
I will.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.